Okay. Even though. That's how the world works. Or maybe it doesn't work so well. Trying to organize, create, with the concept of punishment. I'm not sure it's working. But I believe in it. I believe in guilt. And I believe in punishment. And the real problem with it, the painful problem with it, the biggest challenge with it, is I was born with that human thing where I kind of feel like I screwed up, but I'm never really sure why. And it happens all the time. A change. Even if I chose the change, when it doesn't go perfectly smoothly, I feel like I might have screwed up. Might have made the wrong choice. Might not have made the right choice. Because I didn't think of it. I always believe at some level of my being there's something I'm not getting right. And other times I just flat out know I'm screwing it up. I'm screwing myself up. I'm getting it wrong. Sometimes I'll believe I can co-create powerfully. And then my old programs trigger. And I screw it up. And then I pay the price. This belief, this energetic creation of guilt, of original sin, this belief of punishment, and all the ways I punish myself, all the ways I feel I've overindulged. I haven't paid attention. Could have learned more. Could have given more. Could have received more. All the ways I fall short. All the ways. All the ways. I'm even expecting to find out what's wrong. Wouldn't it be nice if I could let go of that perspective? Just for a little while. Just for a little while. What if it really isn't so personal? I am co-creating. But is the sense of punishment truly necessary? I'm not alone on this planet. And roofs get old. And potholes get big. I'm not alone on this planet. People. Animals. Nature. How personal is it? Somehow I always make it personal. And I get it. To learn to be. That I'm a powerful being. I had to take responsibility. For all my junk. I had to own where I was getting stuck in my own story of me. I've found my way into a more powerful experience by owning everything. And now I want to shift to the next level. I want to be more open. That it's all an experience. And feeling punished. Feeling guilty. Feeling wrong. Is an option. I can't do that. I can't not blame somebody. The government. My mother. God. The neighbor. The boss. I gotta blame somebody. That's the way we function.
That's the way we function.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes it's even fun. All the ways.
I'm still participating
in a human made up
energetic creation
of guilt
and punishment.
This belief
that I have to feel bad
to get it right.
It worked.
It was helpful.
When I was a kid.
I'm not a kid.
I don't need to feel bad
to get it right anymore.
Roofs are gonna leak.
Potholes are getting bigger.
Tires go flat.
Accidents happen.
Neighbors are grumpy.
Stray dogs do damage.
Mother Nature does damage.
Taxes go up.
Mistakes are made everywhere.
And mistakes
benefit some
and hurt others.
I wonder if it's possible.
I'm ready to go to a level
where it's not quite so personal.
It's all an experience.
And wouldn't I love the opportunity
to create
an empowered
perspective
of me
in the human experience?
What would my story?
What would my thought framework
be like
if there was no guilt?
No punishment.
No perception
of wrongdoing.
With me as the victim
or the offender.
What would it be like?
A pretty boring story.
I don't know if I'm ready for that level.
That would be really boring.
Or maybe it wouldn't.
Any emotions within me?
Feeling threatened.
If I give up this aspect
of victim identity.
Blame identity.
Guilt identity.
Punishment identity.
I want to comfort myself now.
If I don't like it.
Just having an experience
and putting my focus and attention,
my energies
on more of what I enjoy,
I can go back to struggle.
I can go back to story.
I'm really good at story.
All the ways.
I have no experience.
Stepping out of mass consciousness.
To dismantle
the human illusion
of guilt.
This belief
that if people don't have guilt,
they'll misbehave.
It's not true.
People do horrible things
and have no guilt
or massive guilt.
Guilt is not the defining factor.
And for me,
maybe I'm ready
to let go of feeling bad
consciously
and get about my business
of being in the human experience
where I don't control everything,
but I can perceive
how I fit in.
Where I'm going next.
And I don't like being interrogated.
And I don't like it dragging out.
And I don't like what the man did.
And I don't like the responsibility
of me having reported it.
And now I'm tied to it
until they finish their investigation.
I don't like it.
It takes up my time.
I don't like it.
That's all.
And anything else?
And everything else?
isn't mine to worry about. I can't fix their process.
I can't
undo what happened.
Whatever this man
is going to experience,
whatever I'm going to experience,
as the reporter of it,
as the witness of it,
I'm going to experience.
I really want to let go
of all negative emotion
that is fed
by the frequency,
by the concept
of punishment.
It doesn't serve me.
Some days I'll be busy
with people I don't enjoy,
answering the exact same questions
over and over.
And some days
I'll be busy
with car repairs
that I don't even understand.
And sometimes my computer
will act like it doesn't know what it's doing,
which always makes me feel stupid
somehow.
And some days
I'll invest a lot of money
in my home,
in my clothing,
in repairs of one kind or another.
And sometimes I'll invest
a lot of energy
in repairing,
supporting
friendships,
theories,
concepts,
memories,
experiences.
And I want to
see it all
without the filter
of punishment.
I don't know if I can do it.
Our planet's been running
on this concept
forever.
Maybe I could
take a little break.
Test it out.
See who I am.
If I give up
the human addiction
of guilt.
Okay, big breath.
And the interesting thing is that as you clear that and you have no frustration anymore, I mean, if you have it, own it. Say, frustration, well, I'm feeling you. Wow, look at that. You're right in my gut. Wow, I want to tell these people they're asking me the same stupid questions again and again. Listen to the recordings, the transcripts. You know, feel it, be in it, fully be in it. But if you feel an emotion 110% and don't go into story, the emotion passes through you. It's only when you start telling story, like, I don't have time for this today. This is the fourth time they've called me. When you go into story, you feed the emotion. It moves right on in and likes to stay. But if you have no story, wow, here I am in this present experience, but no story with it, you will feel things, but they will shift very quickly. So whether it's an interrogation that you're repeating over and over and over, or it's an airline delay or traffic, you know, always the way through to filter, lovingly filter the emotional body or lovingly accept the emotional body is full presence. When you tune into right where you are and you're fully present, you don't actually feed the negativity. And it will shift very, very quickly.